Mac Mini Overview by Chris Peterson, KG0BB. Last week, Apple announced the most affordable Macintosh ever. This announcement brings cheap and accessible computing a step closer to our blind members than ever before. The announcement says live the digital life in stylish simplicity. Just 6.5 inches wide and 2 inches tall, Mac Mini provides what you need to have more fun with your music, photos, and movies right out of the box. And it boasts a minuscule price to match. Mac Mini starts at $499 double quote. The modular design of Mac Mini lets you upgrade your current system to the elegance, simplicity, and reliability of Macintosh. If you already own a monitor, keyboard, and mouse, you can get up and running in minutes. Or choose any combination of new devices to meet your individual situation. And yes, Mac Mini will take advantage of your two-button USB mouse with scroll wheel and your favorite USB keyboard. Just plug them in. Plug in, turn on, and say hello to Mac OS X, the world's most advanced operating system. Manage your music for iPod, or organize and share your digital pictures with ease. Connect your digital camcorder to Mac Mini and start editing your masterpiece. Or plug in your electric guitar or keyboard and make music. How? With ILIFE, a suite of easy-to-use applications ready to turn your life into a digital wonderland. And Mac OS X makes it effortless. You won't have to install extra drivers when you add hardware to your system. Mac Mini also offers all the software that you need to finally enjoy the internet hassle-free, including email, chat, and a web browser that blocks pop-up ads. You also get a DVD player, calendar software, an address book, faxing, and a way to download your contacts to your cell phone or iPod. You can balance your checkbook with Quicken 2005. And when you want to take a break, play the third game's Nanosaur 2 and Marble Blast Gold. It has all that, and not an inch of wasted space. Apple engineers designed this small wonder from the ground up to deliver the most Mac for the least dinero. Inside its petite 2-inch tall, 6.5-inch square anodized aluminum enclosure, Mac Mini houses a 1.25 or 1.42 GHz G4 processor, 40 or 80 GB hard drive, a slot loading CDR/DVD-ROM optical drive, 256 MB DDR SRAM, and a Radeon 9200 graphics chip with 32 MB dedicated DDR SRAM, all whisper quiet. Connect your digital devices, such as cameras, iPod, printer, camcorder or keyboard to the Mac Mini over USB 2.0 or FireWire. Built-in 10/100 based Ethernet and a 56kV.92 fax modem give you access to broadband or dial-up connections to the internet. A headphone/audio line-out jack lets you listen to stereo sound. Believe it or not, all this technology weighs just 2.9 pounds. Imagine a desktop computer you can easily move from your study to the kitchen on a whim. Mac Mini won't break your back when you want to shuffle things around. Mac Mini offers plenty of juice to power your digital life, but you can kick it into overdrive with extras. Add the Super Drive option to burn DVDs of your home movies, or to make a backup of the music or audiobooks you buy at the iTunes Music Store. You can minimize the desktop clutter of cables with wireless connections. Surf wirelessly with an AirPort Extreme card installed in your Mac Mini. Or configure your Mac Mini with internal Bluetooth to use wireless keyboards and mice. You can also choose up to 1GB RAM and increase the 40GB hard drive to 80GB. Some of these options must be installed by Apple at the factory. The rest can be added in store at an Apple store or an Apple authorized reseller. In the later half of this year, Apple plans to release Mac OS X 10.4 Tiger. Tiger includes VoiceOver, a free self-voicing interface which promises to bring an unprecedented level of accessibility to the Macintosh. The universal access capabilities of Mac OS X provide equal access for everyone to the power and simplicity of the Macintosh. Now they're enhanced to include VoiceOver, a spoken interface for those with visual and learning disabilities. VoiceOver is a fully integrated, built-in screen reader technology providing an additional and equal way to access the Macintosh. It reads aloud the contents of documents such as web pages, mail messages, and word processing files. It provides a comprehensive audible description of your workspace and all the activities taking place on your computer. and it includes a rich set of keyboard commands that allow you to navigate the Mac OS X interface and interact with application and system controls. If you or someone you are assisting has visual or learning disabilities, you'll appreciate how VoiceOver enhances the rich set of universal access features in Mac OS X to ensure equal access for everyone. Mac OS X VoiceOver delivers many of the features found in traditional add-on screen reader applications, with one important difference: VoiceOver is completely integrated into Mac OS X, unlike traditional screen reader applications that are designed as bolted-on afterthoughts. VoiceOver provides an unprecedented level of built-in accessibility for a desktop operating system. The tremendous advantages of VoiceOver include no separate installation, wide availability, and one simple set of commands to learn and use. And, because it's part of the operating system, you get access to the latest technology without delay. Since VoiceOver is built right into the operating system, it works together with all of the key commands and shortcuts you already know. Additional keyboard commands also allow you to direct and control VoiceOver. The keyboard commands remain the same no matter which application you are using, so you can focus on the task at hand, and not the tool you are using. For those of you upgrading for the first time from Mac OS 9 to Mac OS X, you'll find learning to use VoiceOver quite transparent, as you learn and explore the great new features of the Mac OS X interface. To drive the Mac using VoiceOver, you'll use the keyboard instead of the mouse. You can choose any combination of keyboard commands and shortcuts you prefer, and can even take advantage of Apple's full keyboard access option. Full keyboard access extends your ability to navigate to items such as the dock, menu bar, window toolbars, and palettes. You can direct VoiceOver using a new feature called the VoiceOver Cursor, a powerful tool that lets you control what is spoken and enables you to interact with items on the screen using only your keyboard. You can press buttons, drag sliders, enable and disable checkboxes, select radio buttons, drag, scroll bars, and many other on-screen controls. You can use a single voice for every spoken description or assign unique voices to different types of information VoiceOver can provide. This helps you distinguish by voice alone whether you're listening to commands, content, status, type, attributes, or the VoiceOver menu. You can also personalize each voice to your liking by adjusting its pitch, speech rate, and volume. You can adjust speech rate dynamically even while VoiceOver is speaking, so you can increase the speed to skim large text documents very quickly, or slow it down to savor every detail. One of the hallmarks of Mac OS X is that you can learn it through exploration. You don't have to read a manual. Similarly, you can learn VoiceOver by exploration and use it to explore your computer's workspace. Items are spoken as you navigate the interface, and you can inspect the details of any item simply by pressing a key. Function keys F1 through F6 are pre-programmed as orientation keys, providing you quick and easy access to descriptions about where you are and what you are doing. Even online help is spoken, so you can solve problems on your own and learn new features at your own pace. There's also a spoken contextual menu system, so you always know which commands are available to you. Through VoiceOver menu, you can configure spoken interface preferences, access commands, learn spoken interface keyboard shortcuts, reference online help, and much more. Apple includes a variety of accessibility features in Mac OS X referred to collectively as Universal Access. These features enable those with vision, hearing, and motor skills disabilities to more easily use the Macintosh. These features, including VoiceOver, are designed to work together and in combination to address the unique needs of every user. Universal Access features include Zoom View, Grayscale, Black-on-White Inverted Display, Sticky Keys, Mouse Keys, Slow Keys, and more. The Apple spoken interface is designed to be completely transparent, working the same way the Macintosh works today, so you can collaborate seamlessly using the same computer with those who are sighted. By using the same applications, in the same way, with the same shortcuts, and the same commands, you can work together naturally with no artificial barriers. In fact, keyboard controls have been added so you can interact with purely visual elements, enabling you to work with sighted users the way they're used to working. So, for example, you can scroll text, adjust window splitters, drag, scroll, and resize windows. Apple is providing open, well-documented programming guidelines to developers so they can more easily enhance the accessibility of their applications. Many Mac OS X applications already provide some accessibility. Those that closely follow Apple's programming guidelines will deliver an even better accessibility experience. All of this means that, when OS X 10.4 is released, every Mac Mini will be accessible out of the box, and the Macintosh will be one of the least expensive accessible computing solutions ever released. We at Handy Hams think this is one of the most exciting developments in recent history, and we will, of course, keep you up to date as we find out more.